In the harvest field now ripe bloom, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Does the place you call to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Right.
Are you laid aside for service? Body worn from toil and care.
You can still
be in the harvest, in the
sacred place of prayer.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here is ended and our race on earth is done, he will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child.
Right, yes, sir.
Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See if those home. See if Pearl White City is in.
What book is that in?
See if it's in another year.
It's in one of these books. I thought.
Okay. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. All right. Well, hallelujah. Hey, I got a song to sing.
Amen.
I sing by myself. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Our Father in heaven has given us a book that he has written. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Because he first loved me. Amen.
Amen. Good. That's right.
Thank God that Jesus loves me, don't you?
Amen. Yes,
well, amen. Preaching.
Preach.
Yeah,
man.
Okay. Well, it's good to be here. Thank God for the blessings. I enjoyed being here since I come got here and been praying for y'all and your little ones and praying for you, of course, and everything been a blessing and to know you and fellowship. And of course, I had a great time last time we was here.
Yeah.
Amen. God really helped. And we thank the Lord.
Yeah, so did we.
Blessings are warm. Amen. I enjoyed it. Amen.
Right.
And amen. Of course, and we've been looking forward to getting back. And since we were down up at up there at Mills Creek and Joe Gray and Julie, we come by again. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. And the pastor let us come on by again tonight. And I thank God for it. Amen. Good to see you here. And being faithful to the things of God and the blessings of God. Amen. Amen. All right, open your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 5. The book of Matthew chapter number 5. And of course, as I said before when I was here, we are church planning. Amen. Trying to save God and save somebody up there in the tri-counties of Kentucky.
Right.
Amen. Of course, in the outside of the little community of Mount Eames. Hallelujah. All things in that need is a stop sign. Hallelujah. That's it. Amen. And so we just thank God. So do pray for us. Of course, we're a little ways outside of that, out in a rural area out there. Of course, Mount Eden itself is a rural area. But God led us there, and we have a good time talking to folks, but a sad time for how they reject the gospel.
Sir.
They reject the Lord Jesus.
Right.
That's sad in our heart. But thank God we have a good time trying to tell.
Right.
Amen.
Sir.
And ever since I got saved by the grace of God, I got saved and back up in Buffalo Junction, Virginia, and where we live, I got saved up there. And of course, I went walking up and down through the neighborhood, even out of the country there. Had to walk for a bit, but telling my neighbors about what God done.
Amen.
Amen. And it's so wonderful what God done for me.
Sir.
And then I got to, God called me to preach, and I started surrendering and started preaching, so I done my preaching beside liquor stores. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good.
That's the best place to go. Amen. I kept some from going in. Amen.
It's
good. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a blessing. We up in our first church, we started up in Drake's Branch with Jimmy Shaw County. It was on old Saturday, preaching at a family church, and done some singing. They sang, we preached there on the street, and preached down there, and the liquor store. His liquor store was right here now. We was in the storefront right beside him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But he got upset because we were on the street, and some of them would come down and start in the door and see what's going on.
Woo!
They turn around and go back.
Hey, man, I like it.
So he called the sheriff, and the sheriff come down and checked us out. Boy, I don't know what all he told the sheriff, but sheriff come down and said, well, what y'all doing down here today? I said, we're doing a preaching, sheriff. I said, we're down on top of that. We're trying to get somebody saved, but we're helping you. He said, you're helping me? How are you helping me? And we can try and give you a good night's sleep tonight so you don't have to come here and chase these guys.
Right.
He said, y'all are doing a good job. Keep it up. But we had a good time. God bless. And Tabernacle Baptist Church is in that community today, and also the labor that was given there from that little storefront church. And we thank God for it. Amen. But what God done, always good to see God doing something.
Right.
Now that'll revive you. That'll revive your heart, seeing God do something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we've been in such struggling along and holding on while we're waiting for the Lord to come, because it's, amen, we're in what they call the gleaning days. Amen. You don't see me interested in God today, but every now and then, amen, being faithful, that word of God has to supply. I take seed, and thank God, I'll tell you, amen, you'll see somebody get saved.
Right.
Amen, sooner or later. Well, Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, verse number 48. Read verse number 48. Amen. To get started off home. The Bible says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen. I want to preach a little bit on this thing, being perfect before God. Being perfect before God. I've heard this phrase all my life, and preachers have said, I don't think preachers ought to say it, but they say, ain't nobody perfect. Well, you look, I am.
That's good.
You are too, if you say.
That's good.
Amen. 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 And now you hear me out. Don't judge me too quick now.
I like it.
I don't believe in sin is perfection.
No, that's
right.
There's
no flesh, it's still flesh. I battle this flesh every day. Amen. Temptations come. Amen. But I have to ask God to help me. Amen. Every day to battle the devil. This flesh didn't get saved.
Right.
But my soul, my heart did. Amen.
Amen.
And that's the way you can please God. And the way they talk, most of them say to you, they'll make fun of you. So I talk about what I'm going to preach about tonight.
Yeah.
They'll try to make fun with you. And I say, well, he's a sinless perfection person. No, amen. No, I'm not. But I believe we ought to sin less.
Right.
That's right. What he told me. That's what he told me. That woman at the well, that came to him, didn't it? Amen. Amen. One in adultery, called him Barak, who adultery. And he said to her, have no accusers. He said, neither do I accuse thee, but go and sin no more. Amen. And every man, the Bible says, all of sin comes home to the glory of God, and every man is a sinner.
Right.
Every person is a sinner. And amen. And that sin, have that sin nature in us, we're born in with it. Amen. We're rebellious because of the sin, and that's what we have to battle with. So he said, amen. Here, as he finishes up in this chapter 5, he said, amen. Nothing, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. I have the fathers, I come to thee tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that I have to call upon your holy name.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, tonight for the word of God that tells me and teaches me how I can please our heavenly Father. And I pray you help us tonight. I pray, Lord, you touch the congregation there and work in our hearts and lives. And Lord, help us to come and be overcomers in this flesh and the temptations of the devil. And Lord, we'll thank thee, we'll praise you for it. I need thee. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit of God, I need thee.
Help us, God.
I ever needed help, I need help.
Help
please
us,
help me, Lord, and bring to my memory the things that I need, sweet Holy Spirit, to be a help and a blessing to this church. And we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And for the glory of God, we do ask this. And amen, and amen, and amen, amen. Turn with me over to the book of Philippians and chapter number 1. Philippians and chapter number 1. In the book of Philippians here, we have a couple of scriptures in hand dealing with this subject I'm talking about tonight. Amen. Now, the Bible says and teaches us that's the love of the Lord thy God, all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. Amen. And the second like that labor is not to mix them to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. And if you'll do that, hallelujah, then you can walk perfectly before God. Amen. Pleasing unto the Lord. In Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 10, in Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 10, the Bible says that you may appear approved, or that you may approve things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. Now that word sincere has the same meaning to it as perfect. It means perfect. Amen. That's what it's talking about, being sincere. And being sincere about your faith. That's the reason so many people you see make professions and don't live for God because they was not sincere.
Right.
They were not sincere. They want to go to heaven, but they're not sincere getting victory over the sin.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. And so, amen. So he said, we ought to be sincere. He said, being sincere without offense to the day of Christ. That is being offense toward God. Amen. And toward him. Amen. So being a sincere, with him. In 1 Corinthians in chapter number 5, that is a verse of scripture. I'm going to give you several verses of scripture. And then we'll move on a little more in the message. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, I just want to make sure you understand that I'm not just talking at the top of my head. Amen.
Good.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, look at verse number 8. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 8. Look at what the word of God says there. And the Bible says, therefore, let us keep the peace, not with old leaven. The unconfessed sins, old leaven, or practicing old sins, amen, with old leaven, amen, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So keeping the feast, and all we get to feast is feasting on the Word of God. And in the house of God is where we feast.
Right.
We will feast evening tonight.
Amen.
I will set a table out there, and I hope you eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. If I'm a good cook, you'll eat. If I ain't a good cook, you're going to leave a lot. Amen. But anyway, if you're a good cook, you'll eat. Yeah, yeah. I know my mom. Amen. But if she enjoyed, if somebody come, if they really enjoyed,
right,
eat like they enjoyed the meal.
Right.
If somebody sat down taking that fork and turned the food over, messing it or something, she said, oh, there's something wrong.
Right.
I didn't, she'll say, I didn't enjoy fixing for them.
Right.
Exactly what she'll say. But if you eat, amen, like, thank God, to be
the
last place you'll get. And she'll say, man, I enjoy that.
Sure.
So if you'll eat tonight, hallelujah, I'll enjoy preaching to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God, yes, sir. Well, it's sincerely. So he said, being sincere, amen, and truth. Being sincere and truth, or being perfect in truth. Now, the Bible talks about a man in the Word of God by the name of Noah. He called that in chapter 6 of Noah, said Noah was a perfect man. Amen. I heard a preacher get up, and boy, with his education and his knowledge, he said, now that word perfect don't mean perfect. It means something else. Well, amen. It did mean perfect. Amen. And God, I didn't write what it mean. Amen. Then I wouldn't believe any of it. I believe all
right
of it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And God said he was perfect. Said, Noah was a perfect man. Amen. Yeah, and move in the things of God. And we read about David. David, amen. The Bible said he was perfect in his love. He said he loved the Lord that of all his heart. Amen, brother friend. And he sought out God's own heart, the Bible says. And David, the Bible said David was a perfect man. Amen. He's a perfect man. The book of Job, we read in the book of Job, the first chapter of the book of Job, three times in that book, God called him perfect.
Amen.
He was a perfect. He eschewed evil. He had that. Yes, he hated evil. He put evil away. Amen. My brother friend, he so loved God and so walked with God. When God took everything he had, he still loved God. He said, yeah, you know, he slain me. I still serve him.
Amen.
And his wife said to him, why don't you curse God and die? He said, you talk like a foolish woman. Amen. He had a heart for God. And sometimes it may cost you to have to tell your family, I'm going to serve God. What if you want me to serve God or not?
Right.
Amen. I mean, you might have to tell your wife, you might have to tell your husband, you may have to tell your children, I'm going to serve God. Amen. Job's children didn't have no evidence of serving God, but Job did, and God called him a perfect man. He called him perfect. He's perfect in his heart. I don't mean Job, the flesh of Job didn't fail God's own.
Right.
He may have, but you don't have to think God, we do it because we don't die to the flesh, like Romans chapter 7 and 8 said. We ought to die. We
right
ought to be dead people to this flesh. Amen.
Good.
He said, if you walk out of the Spirit, you should live. If you walk out of the flesh, you should die.
God.
Amen. And so he said, we ought to be dead to the flesh. Amen.
Right.
The desires of the flesh. And so, amen. So we see that, and we thank God for that. But go with Matthew, back to Matthew, chapter number 19, and verses number 21. Matthew, chapter number 19, verse number 21. I said to you, and I struggled with this for years. I struggle with this, having doubt. Doubt comes sometimes, but amen. If you, I know. I first got saved. I smoked. Amen. 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 I like them cigarettes so much I can eat one a mile long. Hallelujah. But anyway, amen. But I'm telling you, amen. And the hardest battle I've had in my Christian life of getting up by a victory over something was the cigarette.
Right.
I mean, it was hard. I smoked for several years, as I say. And God gave me victories over other things. Some, you know, God will give you some victories immediately, but some victories he don't. Amen. Some things you want to control. You can't get it. I spoke, and finally I've been laying in my bedroom. I've tried different things, and I've thrown them away. Amen. But when I go down to the house of God, and the preacher get up to get the preacher, and I'm sitting there down here, say, oh, you still smoking cigarettes, ain't you? And said, you left me under your sun visor this morning and didn't break, did you? And I said, my goodness, he's getting pretty close, man. Amen. Yes, sir. And so I took him one time and stuck him in my sock. And he said, you got him in your sock this morning, don't you? Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I said, my goodness, he was on them cigarettes, amen, smoking. But anyhow, amen, I tried when I thought about, well, man, take him to leave church and throw a pack out of the window. Amen. I'm telling you, it won't be 3 or 4 hours. I'm hung around somewhere trying to find something to smoke. Amen. I find one out of the trash can or something like that. But what he said, preacher, I was having a terrible time. I wanted to quit those cigarettes. Because I knew it had been a bad testimony. And so finally I was laying in my bedroom praying, and I was stretched over with hope, God. And I finally said, now, Lord, I'm trying to quit these things. I can't quit them. I've tried, I can't quit them. I'm your son. I'm going to serve you if I had to smoke the rest of my life. I said, if I have to smoke the rest of my life, I'm going to still tell people about you. And if that's a bad testimony and it's wrong, but I'm going to serve you. I might not ever get to victory, but I'm going to serve you. But if you had grace and mercy with it, help me, I sure would enjoy that. Amen. You know what? Amen. Went with a couple of days. I was at work. Amen. But in that morning, I reached up and picked out a cigarette and lit it up and looked at it. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him, said, "Throw this one down, you never had smoke another."
What about that?
Yeah.
What about
I threw that down, I looked up at the clock, it was 10:45, and the last time one been in my hand. Yeah, and thank God. Well, you said, you ought to got it immediately. I've heard preachers preach, they get the victory over stuff immediately. I did. I've been feeling other times I was tempted of the devil. But I'm telling you, in my heart, I would thank God a glad day that I learned that my heart, amen, I was forgiven of my sin. And I used to think that I had to stand before God and give an account of my sins again. But no, hey, thank God, when Jesus saves you, he forgave you all your sins, your past, your present, and your future. The blood of Jesus Christ is what cleansed you of your sin. Hey, and nothing else will cleanse sin. That old sin nature of man, Jesus Christ, I cleanse your heart. Amen. Cleanse your heart. Amen. I had to ask the Lord daily to ask the Lord to deliver me from my temptations from that day. But tempted, because you're tempted, now I used to think tempted. When I was a young Christian, I was tempted, I was sinning. But that's not sin.
Right.
Tempted is not sin. Remember Jesus, God, the word Old Testament, amen, scripture said, when he told Israel when they come out, come into Canaan, and now there were certain cities and certain nations of people, amen, he told them to destroy all of them. Even the clock, even the cows, throw them in. But he come to another city, and he said, don't destroy, not destroy everything. Amen. Why did they? And then the Lord said, I left some to try you and try your heart to see if you'll still walk with me. And God allowed temptations. You may have a Paul has a problem, and 3 times he besought God for it. And God told Paul, my grace is sufficient, Paul. Yeah. And Paul died with that problem he had that he couldn't get the victory over. And God didn't give him the victory over. But thank God, God gave him grace. Hallelujah. Grace to go on and serve God. There's no temptation to which is common unto man. But with him, amen, the Lord will give you some grace.
That's right.
He'll give you grace.
Yes.
Amen. And amen. Somebody said, well, God didn't give me grace over certain sin. That's because you weren't looking for it.
Right.
Amen. You've enjoyed it too much. Amen. I mean, amen. Oh, some temptation. You enjoyed it too much. Amen. But I'm telling you to be perfect before the Lord. To be perfect before him. Amen. Over in Matthew, chapter number 19, where I'm supposed to be going. In Matthew, chapter number 19. Look at it there. Amen. Now, hear me out. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 21. 19:21, amen, that's where I want to be. Amen, amen. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, he said to this rich man, this religious man that kept all the laws of God. Beloved, you see that? He said, I've kept all these laws since I was a child. Amen. I'm not sinning against God. But he said, if you want to be perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. You want to be, see, you can keep all the Ten Commandments and not be perfect. Amen. Amen. You keep all the Ten Commandments, amen, even your thoughts you can, but not be perfect.
Right.
Amen. But hey, but he said unto him, look at what he said. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that which thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Two things he told him to do. Number one, go sell. He wasn't about to do that.
Right.
Amen. He wasn't going to sell what he had. He was a rich man. He had it all. And he wasn't going to sell it all and give it away. He loved that money too much. Loved that money. Then he said, come and follow me. He wasn't going to do that either. Amen. He wasn't going to forsake everything and go and follow God. But I'm going to tell you what, you've got to have a heart in your life that you're willing to serve God. You're willing to walk with God. I don't know what all God may lay on your heart to do, but friend, to be perfect, you got to obey God. God, Jesus said to this man, you want to be perfect? Then go sell what you had and his possessions was his how. His possession was his God. And he won't get rid of those possessions. Then live in his life and influence of his life as he had it. Like the rich man in hell. He fired something with his riches. Well, he won't get rid of the Lord. Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, hey, come and follow me, and he won't do that. The Bible said, and it went away, what sad. Of course, he wouldn't. That's a real lot of people claim to be saved walking around and look like they're drinking pepper juice. Amen. I mean, it's sad.
Yes.
All puckered up. Amen. They ain't smiled so long. Thank God to break that face off in pieces if they try to smile. Say amen to me.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. God, the things of God don't put joy in your heart.
Right.
Why? Because you ain't surrendered all to God.
Oh, boy.
Amen. Being told to surrender unto him. Amen. So that's what Jesus told this man. He said, then go back. And the Bible said, young man, amen. The Bible said, but when the young man heard that sins, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Yes.
Amen. Great possessions that he didn't want to get. And people today, brother Graham, oh, they got all the possessions, but thank God. They're not interested in treasures in heaven. Jesus said, lay up in treasures in heaven. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Brother Fred, I don't know about you, but I'm interested in getting to heaven and see the treasures I have up
there. Good.
Amen.
Sir.
Hey, God, I know I ain't going to have no pain, but I know I'm having no body. I know, thank God, I ain't going to be no devil. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know, bless God. Amen. I'm going to have a body, be like angels. Amen. And by the blood of the Son of God, I'm telling you, oh, I know all that, but what could be all my treasures? My labors could be my treasure.
Yeah.
Your works. Are you doing what God wants you to do?
Yeah.
Are you? Amen. How you doing? Would God be pleased with you? Are you faithful to the church? Supporting the church? I had the best you can and all you can. Being faithful. Are you? And then God got to have people in the church to keep the church going. Amen. Amen.
Good.
Amen, my friend. So, but I'm telling you today, amen, whatever it is, my friend. So Jesus said, to that man, he goes sell, but he had great possessions he had, amen. Now, look back with me, in, 2 Corinthians, in chapter number 1, verse number 12. Amen. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, and verse number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 12. Amen. Look at what the Word of God tells us there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 12. The Word of God says, for I rejoice in this, and the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity, amen, and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly. to you. Amen. In other words, we had that amount of life in this world. We live with God in this world. Walk with God in this world. Lay aside those things. So he said, brother friend, rejoice in that, in the testimony of our conscience and our simplicity. Amen. And with God, that sincerity. Amen. Amen. Brother friend, be perfect before him. And since that word sincerity occurs with the same meaning, I believe it's being perfect before God and loving God in all things and all ways. Amen. Being a witness down on the job, being a witness out on our community, being a witness when we come by people and mention the name of Jesus unto them and the Savior, and they shall escape hell and the fires of hell. Thank God. Thank God. And while we walk in this world, amen. While we walk in this world. Some man said, when I get to heaven, amen, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. They don't just tell them about Jesus in heaven. They don't need him in heaven. They don't need him on there. Amen, amen. Everyone said, but I'm going to shout the glory when I get to heaven. It'd be too late. Amen. You probably shout the glory down here. Amen. Get up in heaven, that's a normal thing. It's like breathing. Amen. All the archangels and all those around Jesus crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. All the time, I'm telling you. Amen. Now, we probably going to shout some. Amen. I got a good sister, brother, a good sister of the Lord. She's got cold over me. Braces on her legs. She's now shut in and she can't go. But we always tease one another, which one's going to jump from cloud to cloud. We're going to have a time. Amen. 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 Jump from cloud to cloud. Thank God. Amen. I believe that I don't know what all going to be, but I don't have a time. Amen. We said, preacher, it won't be no problem with old age slowing me down. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't that be good? No sickness up there. No sorrow up there. Thank God. But all those treasures, you have the opportunity to lay up some treasures down here in your works and faithfulness to the Lord. And you have some treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. It makes me interested. It makes me good. Had a brother sit at the table this week and he pulled out his phone there. Amen. Somebody asked me, what kind of phone you want? So I just like to have one I can make a call on. That's all I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, amen. He pulled out his phone and started showing me a man's mansion. And tell me all about it. And start showing me a place his lodge up in the mountains, our hunt lodge up in the mountain head, up on high, all that was fixed up and everything. And then he said, he said he'd like to give so much money in mission. I said, all he had to do is sell them houses he got.
Right.
He could. He don't want to do that.
No.
He don't want to do that. He's not interested in selling all them houses. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. We said, preacher, I'm telling you, thank God. If you want to do it, I mean, you can do it. It's unreal what God will let you do for the glory of God and for the cause of mission. If you just obey God and have some faith in God to help you. Amen. Church, I got saved, didn't say much about missionaries. And some here, that, and that. And so they just took their mission money there to support one that went out the general fund. Amen. Support them rather than having to pay people getting the burden for mission. I was in the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and they had a faith promise giving revival. I'd never been around one woman who talked about giving by faith. Not giving what you got, but giving what you trust God to give you to give. Amen.
That's
boy, and I'm sitting up there. At that time, I left my job making $7 or something. A certified welder of a Western House. Amen. And we got down to Greenville. I couldn't give a job over $2.25 an hour. Amen. Amen. That's good. But I traveled around. And I found 50 cents in my pocket. I said, Lord, if you let me have a 50 cent, next Sunday, I'll put it in mission. Guess what he done? I had 50 cents next Sunday.
Hey, good.
I said, hey, that's pretty good. I said, I'm going to try some more. I said, Lord, if I have a dollar next Sunday, I'll put it in mission. Guess what? Next Sunday, I had a dollar. Hallelujah, God. And we said, I got blessed. Now I was in my faith promise giving. Amen. But it's gone up year after year after year after year and given to the glory of God.
It's good.
Well, you don't have much. Amen. Just live in a little house up there. Amen. You ain't have. I know, but God, what a better beyond. Amen. I'm anxious to get there. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord.
That's good.
That's right. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to you today, your works, your works. You can be perfect in your desire to love souls, that you'll be willing, you might not be able to go, but a friend, and God might not call you to go, but don't go if he don't call you to go. But I'm telling you, if you labor and work, you can give to help another missionary go. Amen. You can help another missionary go. You can give and help him go. And help supply him, yes, sir. Well, amen. So we see chapter number 2 of 2 Corinthians, verse 17. Look at that. The Bible says, "For we are not as men which corrupt the word of God, but as of God in the sight of God speak with." We in Christ, speaking the word of God inside Christ. Amen, brother. Sincerity about the word of God.
Sir.
Amen. Thank God, brother. Friend, I'm sincere about God's word. Amen.
Right.
Go to chapter 8, verse number 8, Apostle Paul again, you're talking about our sincerity of the things of God. He said, "I speak not by command, but by occasion of the formalness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love." And he's talking about the church here concerning missions and giving to mission. He said, "And giving for the cause of Christ, but prove the sincerity of your love." You say you love Jesus, well, prove it. You love your mate, and you prove it that your mate, you love them. Amen.
It's good.
Right. You love your children. You prove to your children.
It's good, preacher.
Amen. You love your pastor. You prove to your pastor you love them. Amen.
Right.
Now God wants you to prove that you love the Word of God, and He wants you to be sensitive and doing everything the Holy Spirit of God impresses upon your heart, that you may be perfect before God. Amen. To defend your heart and be perfect before Him. Amen. To defend your tithes and offerings in the house of God ought to be in. To defend whatever it is. Put it in. When you put it in, whether it be Sunday or Wednesday night or whenever you're back in the house of God, or if it goes in 2 weeks or whatever. Oh, but if it don't die, amen, behind on what you owe God and God's word. Amen. Don't die.
It's good.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm telling you. Amen. That blessing of giving. So be sincere and prove your sincere love. You prove it by being obedient and being perfect unto the Lord. Amen. Perfect unto Him. Turn back to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians and chapter number 6. Let me give you verse 3. I'm giving you word of the God tonight. Why? Because I don't want you to go ahead and claim I'm a sinless perfection preacher.
No.
Amen. I ain't preaching sinless perfection, but I'm preaching you can be perfect in your world.
That's right.
Towards y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 6:24. 6:24, look at the word of God, see what it says. Ephesians 6:24. The Bible says, "Grace be with you all, them that love our Lord Jesus Christ," and what? "In sincerity." Love Him in sincerity. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for that. Well, amen. There's several. But we see men in the Bible, God said they was perfect. I believe this. I don't have much to back it up. It's just what I believe. So if you want to take this, it's fine. This is Herbert, chapter number 1 and verse number 2. Amen. But God gave us a book with about the Old Testament saints and their obedience and disobedience to Him. Mm-hmm. God gave us a book, the New Testament. Of course, I believe I got one Bible, but the New Testament saints, which is a different day and age of God dealing with people. And we left all the sacrifices and ceremonies.
Right.
But when Jesus died, we left that and we worship Jesus Christ now.
Sir.
And of course, with his law is still fulfilled. Amen. But a lot of people don't want to preach the law. But the law is our schoolmaster.
That's right, preacher.
It brings to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That law put the fear of God in me.
Amen.
That's what brought me to Jesus.
Amen.
Christ, the law. Amen. Amen. So, but I believe this, brother, those books is going to be open along that and Revelation at the great white throne of judgment. Those books, I believe, and we're going out into the eternal life. And I believe God's going to have a book of some of his saints during this day of grace that we're living in. Because it's always been grace. Amen. During this period of time of the church, God's going to give a book, amen, and being sincere about our service of him.
Hey,
amen. And other than I want to thank God, hey, and he might mention living water search, and how they were so faithful to God, and many others living across this country that has a small congregation. I'm telling you, how they was faithful during trials, how they was faithful at the time, other than doing all they could for the cause of Christ. Thank God. I believe there's going to be books open at the judgment to prove to this world there are people that love God during this time of life.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe it'll be a book open. Ain't no long that time. I know he said, but I believe the Bible is going to be there at that great white throne of judgment. They stand, the Bible said the books are open. Amen. I believe, amen, these books, the word of God's going to be open too. Amen. To prove it. But, amen. So he said, amen. Grace. God give you grace.
Sir.
Amen. If you feel to live a whole clean and pure life before God, that you need to lay something aside that you enjoy, lay something aside, amen, in order to, so you be more pure before God. You need to do that. Amen. Why? I call God to give you grace, Father. He'll give you grace to do it. He certainly will. Amen. He'll give you grace.
Aye.
Amen. Now look what you're intimidating. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Love it, preacher.
Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. This is a little bit different than that, but it's important. Titus chapter number 2. Look what the word of God says. Amen. Of course, you go right down through Titus. Speak the things concerning sound doctrine, and that aged men be his soul, grave, temperate, so I sound in faith and in charity and patience. Amen. Look down to verse number 7. And all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in the doctrine, showing incorruption sinners, gravity and sincerity. They be sincere. So, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. Amen. And the second that's like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Loving God. Loving God.
Amen.
Amen. As David did. He saw us to God. Amen. Saw out of God's own heart. Amen. That's what we all see. We all see what God wants. And help me, oh God. And amen. I live near the life I know that I should live. But I thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. I strive to try to please my Heavenly Father. And when he convicts me of certain things that I get involved in, I try to lay them aside that I feel he's displeased with. But I'm telling you, thank God. Hallelujah. You can please God.
Yes.
You can please God. Oh, yes. And you may have heard some of them talking. You can walk perfect before God. And with a heart that's pure and holy before him. And a desire inside of you to fulfill the will of God. And everything that God gives you to do. Hallelujah. Do that with joy and gladness in your soul. That it may bring glory unto God. It may bring glory. Be sincere. That's your love, the Lord. With all thy heart. Amen. Hey, being sincere. That should be, as thou fallest in heaven is perfect, so be you therefore perfect. Amen. Amen. God don't excuse us for yielding to our flesh.
Right.
Amen. He left the way for we don't have to. Now, I'm sorry to admit, I have in my past Christian life, and things I've yielded to my flesh.
Right.
Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, he didn't let us stay there.
Amen.
Child of God, I want to serve God. I tell you what, you do something wrong, You ain't gonna go for the heart. Before you get it done good, he gonna convict you what you fix to do is wrong.
Yes, sir. And that's right.
And we ought to stop right there and go no further.
Good.
And we ought to stop right there when he convicts us, speaks to us, and we know, I mean, he condemned us. Amen. We found our wrongdoing. Oh, we'll stop right there and say, oh, Lord, you help me, and pray and ask God to give you strength to defeat the devil and that temptation that's came into you, and the devil will place those things in your mind. Then God says, please, and now you keep your heart right with God. You keep your heart right with God. The longer you go with unconfessed sin and unconfessed faults in your life, amen. My little friend, the further you're colder, you get spiritually. You get current, things won't be right. Well, I said to you tonight, are you striving to please God? Are you striving to be sincere with God? Are you striving to bring him to the place that you can say, by the grace of God, I want to be perfect before him in my heart and in my Father. Thank you for this message that you give us today. Lord, it's not an easy message I preach today. Lord, it's not an easy desire in our lives to fulfill these scriptures. But Lord, this old flesh hates it. And this old flesh will fight against it. But oh, God, help us in Romans 8 teaches us, amen, to die. Romans chapter number 6, brother, teaches us to be dead to the flesh. Lord, you said we would buried in the likeness of Christ, dying to this old flesh, amen, to rise in his likeness, to live in holiness before thee. Help us now, Lord, tonight. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be here tonight. I pray in Jesus' name that you would touch Brother Dave, strengthen him. Lord, give him the desires of his heart, where he can bring him glory, praise, and honor. Lord, it's not wrong for us to have a desire to have things that we can do more for you, and more for the gospel cause of Christ. That's not wrong, as long as for his glory, not our glory. Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you in Jesus' precious name we ask thee. Amen.